Hello, and welcome to NDTnow.com's podcast, GAIN, exploring topics in NDT which affect your business. Today's podcast is brought to you by SureHand, the unlimited hiring platform that instantly matches industrial employers with verified tradespeople. Visit them at SureHand.com. Today we are speaking with John Stewart, founder and executive director of the American Aerospace Technical Academy, AATA. But before we get started talking about AATA, I'll give you some background on John. He's got 23 years in the NDT industry following his service as a U.S. Navy CB for 5 years. But I'll let him tell you more about his fantastic career. John, thanks for being here with us today. And can you tell us a little bit about your career and how you ended up founding AATA?
Yes, absolutely. Let me start out by plugging Rock the Trades, right? I believe I'm not sure if it's at Rock the Trades or hashtag Rock the Trades, but definitely let's give Rock the Trades some, it's due from what it's been doing and helping supporting the men and women of the trade. So yeah, thank you to SureHand for that, and to Christopher for that as well.
So excellent. And we'll give the website at the end of the podcast.
All right. Sounds good. So my career started in non-destructive testing at Spartan College of Aeronautics, where I graduated with honors from their certificate program out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a very fun and exciting and at the same time super boring location. The class was fun. The location was, I won't say terrible. Yeah, I'm going to say terrible. But Tulsa, you know, it's Tulsa. So, you know, what do you expect? And that was a long time ago. From what I understand, it's changed a lot since then, and I'm sure it's a wonderful, fantastic place, second to probably Disneyland now. So we started at the Spartan College of Aeronautics. I was lucky enough to get a job with a company out there called Tulsa Gamma Ray, shooting radiography, radium 192 sources on pipes to ASME codes, and that's where I got started. And from there, after graduation, I took a job at the Chevron refinery over in Benicia, California, up in Northern California. From Northern California, I'll just do a quick rundown of my NDT locations. From Northern California at the refinery, I went to a company called Applied Aerospace Structures Corporation, which got me into the aerospace industry and into composites, ultrasonic inspection of composites mainly. Did a lot of work for Boeing and NASA there. And that was in Stockton, California. And from Stockton, I went down south here to Los Angeles to, it was called Stork Materials. Now it's called Element Materials. Spent 4 years there or so, 4 or 5 years there. From Stork, back up to Northern California to Northrop Grumman Marine Division over in Sunnyvale. And it was all mil standard 271F. And it was mainly working on product for the Virginia-class submarines. From Northrop Grumman, which was submarines to SpaceX to rockets. So really from underground or underwater to space. Spent 5 years at SpaceX, where I was lucky enough, I was hired and interviewed by Elon Musk. And I remember meeting with Elon the first time. And I think this was before he's the icon that he is today, because there wasn't really any, it wasn't like a big deal, put it that way. It was like, okay, yeah, it's Elon, and he's a pretty cool guy, but he's not the guy that he is, you know, what he is. He wasn't Iron Man and all of that yet. So, he had asked me, he had brought me into his little cubicle. He didn't even have a closed office. He had a cubicle at SpaceX. And he came in and he said, he asked me two questions. One was, tell me what you're most proud of. And the other one was, why do you want to work for SpaceX? And I remember my answers. And my first answer was, well, do you want me to tell you what I was proud of personally or professionally? And he said, you tell me. So I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I'm going to go with personally because I have four boys. I raised them. They're all out of the house. They graduated. And coming from where I came from, I feel pretty proud that none of them went into jail. Kind of caught him off guard, but I knew he had like four or five boys as well, so I figured he'd get it. So he kind of laughed at that, and then he had asked about, you know, why do I want to work for SpaceX, and you know, basically, you know, I knew the mission then for SpaceX was to get to Mars, and I think the mission is still that, although I believe it's changed over the years. And I said, well, really, since 1969, we haven't done shit, honestly, with the space program. You know, we built the, you know, the ISS and the space shuttle, but we haven't, since going to the moon, that's as far as we've been. And so he really liked that because, you know, he wanted to go to Mars. So from SpaceX, I retired out of SpaceX in 2015. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do with myself. Well, I had an idea of what I wanted to do. I wanted to hang out on the beach and, you know, drink Jim Beam and, you know, and just...
Solid plan.
Solid plan, right? On the beach with the waves and just kind of chill. My wife thought otherwise. So after about 6 months, I got bored of hanging out on the beach. And so she encouraged me to start AATA. And at first, I wasn't sure whether it should be a regular for-profit type of NDT training or not for profit. And luckily, she actually has her degree in nonprofit management. And of course, now she's an attorney. So she was able to talk me into the to starting a nonprofit, but at the same time was warning me about the nonprofit industrial complex. So it was very confusing to me. So I started the nonprofit, and from there it kind of just took off. And now we're at 6 years already, and it just has flown by, and it's just been amazing, you know, the amount of people we've been able to help, and just getting the letters and the emails and the phone calls from prior students, just, you know, seeing their gratitude and seeing them change their lives. It's just amazing. And I'm glad that I decided to do that.
I think there's a lot of people who are very glad you decided to do that. So can you tell us a little bit about what AATA's mission is and what you guys do on a regular basis?
Yeah, the mission, that was the very first thing that I had to come up with, was a mission statement. And I said, okay, you know, why do I want to start a not-for-profit? And ultimately it came down to trying to be... I felt very humble that I was able to get to where I got in the industry and able to do what I did with coming from where I came from. You know, I was probably, you could call it a punk. if you're from California or Califas, you can call it, I was a cholo, a vato loco, you know, all of that stuff during high school. And I could have easily, and was on the way easily to spend most of my time probably incarcerated. But the Navy kind of saved me when I joined the Navy and gave me discipline and taught me about integrity and honor and respect. And it really built my character, because I didn't have a character prior. All I had was just growing up really with no adult supervision at all. I started to do the nonprofit, and the mission, I wanted to be able to help people who were kind of like me. I could not afford, even if I wanted to, I wouldn't have been able to go to community college. A four-year degree never even entered my mind. My high school counselor, my teachers, and you know, all the way through eighth grade, and they were, you know, fathers and sisters, you know, because of the Catholic school. Nobody ever pushed me towards education other than high school. So that's why I started the mission. And I wanted to be able to give people opportunity who were maybe in the same boat, who didn't know what they wanted to do. And I don't think anybody NDT knew that they wanted to do NDT. Nobody grows up saying, I want to do NDT. So that's kind of how I got started. And that was the mission, is to give people opportunity that really didn't have the funds, the means, or even the idea what direction they wanted to go with their lives.
So you guys are providing training for little or no cost to a lot of your students. Is that correct?
I would say over 90%, maybe even 95% of our students pay no money at all.
It's amazing. And how much training do they get?
They get 400 hours, which is the 10-week, 40 hours a week program, if you're able to enroll in the day program. Often we have people who are employed and can't do that, so we also run night classes, and the night classes run 5 hours a night, and that extends out to, I believe, 16 or 17 weeks.
Okay. And you guys, if I understand correctly, teach everything from NDT math, foundational math for NDT, all the way up to, you know, phased array and other higher, more advanced methods. Is that correct?
Yeah. NDT math, you know, basic NDT, basic algebra. And that really scares a lot of people. They, you know, when they hear about NDT math, that, and I have to tell them, and don't worry, you're going to learn what you need to learn. You're going to learn the formulas in NDT. You're going to learn what you need to know. So don't worry, we're going to go over hundreds and hundreds of those problems. And by the time you get out of here, you're going to know them inside of them. And then, yeah, the advanced, as far as the most advanced that we teach in the course for the apprenticeship is digital radiography and phased array ultrasonics. Now, outside of the course, we can pretty much do laser sterography, infrared thermography, EMAT. There's all kinds of other stuff that we can teach with the work of marrying up with other contractors who could provide any service that we can. And then since we're a nonprofit, we can get that contractor funded for like Northrop Grumman or SpaceX. If they want that type of training, we can get that training funded for them. And we basically kind of broker the deal for them.
Excellent. And you mentioned apprenticeship. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about the apprenticeship program and the pre-apprenticeship program that you all have there?
Okay, yeah. The pre-apprenticeship, which is the most recent from about 2 years ago, that was another grant we won at $500,000. And we start out with basic metallurgy. And they learn the physics and the math and the basics of manufacturing processes before we even discuss NDT. And then from there, if the student chooses, then we can go ahead and enroll them into the NDT program, which is the apprenticeship program. And the apprenticeship program, it's not your typical, most people think of apprenticeship, they automatically think union. It has nothing to do with the union at all. The apprenticeship follows the graduate. So So regardless of where you go to work, you'll be able to be an apprentice. We stay in contact with you. You verify your hours to AATA. And when you reach the expected and required amount of hours, you'll get a certificate from the Department of Labor. It's a federal certificate, and also from the Department of Apprenticeship Standards, which is a state certificate.
Wow. And am I correct in assuming that this is the only NDT apprenticeship in the U.S. currently?
I believe it's the only federally approved NDT apprenticeship. I know there's other apprenticeships in NDT, but I don't think they are approved by the Department of Labor. I have spoke with other schools and other community colleges that want to get them started. So I'm doing anything and everything I can to help. You know, NDT should be open to anybody who wants to get into it, and not just to those who can afford it, because the training can be very expensive.
For sure. And I think one of the things that I love about AATA is that not only are you providing training for free for 90% of your students, but you're also leading the industry in terms of a federally recognized apprenticeship, as well as high level, real quality training. So it's really, you're hitting all three things, where maybe some people would assume that a nonprofit would not be leading the industry, or would not have that high level training that that you guys offer. So I think that's really impressive. So can you tell us a little bit about who is eligible for the free training at present and sort of throughout your history? And then we'll talk a little bit about your most recent grant.
Yeah, the eligibility is determined by the local workforce investment. For example, our biggest supporter is the South Bay Workforce Investment Board, which covers 7 cities here in Los Angeles and the South Bay. So anybody who's unemployed, underemployed, recently laid off, or is trying to get a skills upgrade, all they have to do is go to the South Bay Workforce Investment Board. And if they're interested in NDT, just say, hey, we would like to enroll in AATA. South Bay will do all the paperwork, they will fund them, and they'll give them a start date. So it's really anybody that is at this moment and time in their lives that for some reason or another is disenfranchised. In addition, we work very closely with a lot of the veterans groups who also fund our students. And the great thing is, it's not always just the veteran. Often it's the veterans, the spouses of the veterans, and even sometimes the children of the veterans are eligible.
Wow, that's really great. So recently, we understand that you have received a grant from the California EDD. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. It's called the VEEP grant, and it's the Veterans Employment Grant. And normally this grant would go to extremely large nonprofits. However, because of the history that we have and our very fantastic grant writer, Sarah Wild, I'll plug Sarah Wild over in New Orleans, Louisiana, if anybody needs a grant writer. We were able to win this grant with the commitment from the South Bay WIB, and also with the commitment of the local Los Angeles EDD offices over in Inglewood. We have to provide certain amounts of training to a certain type of individuals. In this case, it's veterans, veteran spouses, and children of veterans. So which is really great, actually. And as of right now, from what we understand, it's throughout any veteran throughout California. And we don't care about whether they had a dishonorable discharge or an honorable discharge. If you served in the Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Army, Coast Guard, whatnot, you would be eligible. We're trying to clarify, since COVID, a lot of the training has been online. We're trying to clarify if there's military personnel outside of California, but reside, have residence address still, that's their permanent address, is in California, whether or not they could take the training. And I believe they can. And we're just trying to get that cleared up right now.
Wow, that's really great. That's really great. And that that just came through last week, right?
Yeah, just last week. It was again, that was exciting. We were really, I'm not going to say surprised, but ecstatic that we were able to get that grant.
Yeah, that's really important. And you guys are also approved by the GI Bill, correct?
That's correct. We because of the federally approved apprenticeship program, we're approved by the VA for the GI Bill. And another advantage, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. You know, if you come out of the military and you go through AATA, let's take for example, somebody gets out of the we're gonna say Navy because obviously that's the then it's the Navy. Somebody gets out of the Navy, they come back home to California, they go through training. Once they graduate, let's say they go get employed at either Team or Element or whatnot. For the 4 years that they're working under the apprenticeship program, they will get their basic housing allowance as if they were still in the military. So they get 80% of their housing allowance on year one, 60% on year two, 40% in year three, 20% in year four. And the idea is to give them as much housing allowance in the beginning, because we all know coming in, you're not going to be doing, you're not going to make $100,000 your first year, right? That's life wherever you go. So imagine being able to get a $3,000 a month housing allowance for your first year, how much that's going to help you. And not only is it going to help you focus on work and maybe even childcare or whatever it is you need to use those funds for, our rent out here in Los Angeles. So it's going to give them less to worry about and allowing them to focus on the job and getting ahead and studying and trying to level up.
That's really amazing and super important, especially out here, but anywhere in, as people transition for sure. And I know we've spoken a lot about grants that you guys have secured. And I know that some companies actually just pay you straight out for your high quality training as well. Do you guys also take donations if somebody wanted to donate to the wonderful cause that you have going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could always go to aatatraining.org and make a donation if you wanted to. And you know, with the grants, we always connect with local companies who provide in-kind. And the in-kind donation could be, you know, maybe if they got some spare penetrant, or maybe they have a level three that's working for them that wants to spend some time actually doing instruction for us. So that's in-kind as well. And at the same time, they can get recertification points. So there's all kinds of ways that you could contribute to AATA, and that could benefit you and your company as well.
And I assume, you know, like ultrasonic equipment or eddy current equipment, any of that kind of stuff as an in-kind donation would also be appreciated. Is that
correct? Yeah, we've been when we first started out, we worked with Olympus, and they gave us some extremely good deals on ultrasonic equipment. And then also not long after that, we had some eddy current equipment donated. So yeah, I mean, equipment is always the most, not saying that everything else is not welcome, but is the most welcome, because that's obviously the most expensive part of running a NDT school.
For sure. For sure.
So if anybody wants to donate equipment, please, please feel free to do so.
Well, excellent. So is there anything else that you think our audience would need to know, want to know about AATA and what you guys are doing?
You know, I think, you know, we would love to work with companies across the country and with other schools across the country to get them to kind of follow our nonprofit structure and to show them the advantages of NDT training as a not-for-profit status. And we would love to get a federally, I mean, we're already federally approved, but we would love to get a series of schools and our employers or whatnot together under one umbrella as a one large nonprofit, so that we can kind of share the wealth with everybody. You know, it's AATA is all about giving back to the community, and anybody who's interested in working with us, we would love to help out and join with them if they're interested.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today and letting us know all the great news about all the stuff you guys are doing, as well as the grant from the California EDD for training veterans. I think that's really great. And good for us to hear during this time, especially that you guys often provide training for those who have been laid off and such, especially in this, you know, hopefully soon to be post-COVID time. I think there's a lot of need for that for sure.
Oh yeah, and there is two more things that I forgot about that I'd love to speak about quickly. One is we did get approved by the United States Army. So we will be training active military personnel with only 6 months left of service for them. And the goal is to have them trained in NDT prior to getting out of the military, and hopefully getting them interviews and job placements once they come back to the States. Because right now, this is with over in Europe. And we do have agreements already with Northrop Grumman and SpaceX and Virgin Galactic and Team. These are all companies that signed agreements to promise that they would give these graduates at a minimum interviews to fulfill any positions that they have available, and not just NDT. You know, obviously there's so many different trades and whatnot in the Army and the Marine Corps and Navy. So the NDT is just going to be maybe for some of them just to get their foot in the door. But our goal again is to keep as many people employed as possible, so that there's no break between active duty service and coming out and getting a good job. And the last thing is we did win another award with New Mexico State University with Dr. Neary. I believe you know Dr. Neary at NMSU. And it was through the National Science Foundation. NMSU won monies to put in a computed tomography machine, a CT machine, over at their NDT laboratory in Las Cruces. So we're working with them on that. And we've already reached out to Virgin Galactic in Las Cruces and Virgin Galactic here in Mojave. And we're going to allow them to have access to that machine anytime they want, you know, to help them with their manufacturing, production, and research as needed.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And that approval by the Army is huge, because that's been such a gap for so long, where the civilian side of NDT just has this disconnect from the military side of NDT, and in really helping people make that transition. And I know you're not just getting NDT folks from the military, but I know that that has been such a huge gap for so long that this is a great first step to helping the veterans make that transition. It's really
great. And we're able to work directly with the records department. The biggest issue is quite often when the individual gets out of the military, they don't have the necessary records required for documentation by NAS 410 or TC1A. So we're able to work directly with them and able to help convert that information over so that it would be more readily usable for them.
That's fantastic. Really great. Well, thank you again for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing all the great things that AATA is going to do in the future. And we'll be sure to cover it all on ndtnow.com. And thank you again for all of our listeners. Remember, we have podcasts, new podcasts here every month at ndtnow.com, brought to you by Surehand. Let good jobs find you. Learn more at surehand.com. And also, please check out their new initiative, Rock the Trades, which is super exciting, and you all should go to the website. The website is rockthetrades.com. So be sure to go check that out. Barbie the Welder's working on it, and if you don't know her, you should be following her on LinkedIn. And there's going to be some really exciting stuff happening in the near future with that as well. Really bringing the trades, welding and NDT and machinists and all of that to the forefront about what a great career path that is for so many people here in the U.S. So be sure to check that out as well. And thanks again, Sean.
All right. And I'm sorry since you brought that up. Yeah, we are working with Surehand on that with Barbie the Welder for the sculpture she's going to do. In addition, there's a veterans organization out of Wyoming that has requested for Barbie the Welder to do the Soldier's Cross. And I believe Barbie said yes. So we're going to work with that veterans group as well to try and help get donations and funding to get that done as well. So rock the trades, AATA, we NDT. Let's do this.
You guys are everywhere. People say that about me, but I think it's you, John. You're everywhere. So we're really excited, and we'll catch you all next month on ndtnow.com. Take care.
Thank you.